This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Destin, Florida at the SEC meetings. And I know ain't nothing going on there from Tiger Rag magazine, Glenn Gilbo. Glenn, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Sure. Hey, Mike. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Glenn, my first thought to get you on was to talk because, man, you've covered LSU baseball for a long time, and you got the book out on Skip Bertman, and I'll let you tell everybody how they can order that book. But the SEC meetings have turned into a situation where this could literally change college sports like we've never seen before.
Well, they definitely are talking about doing a lot of things. You know, they usually don't actually vote or get a lot of things done here, but they move it down the road here. And I think one of the more interesting things could be a 9-game SEC schedule, which they really need to do. There's 16 teams in the league, and they're only playing 8. I think they ought to have 10 SEC games, really. But it looks like they might be moving to 9, and if they don't go to 9, they may keep 8 and add a Big Ten game because they want to play the Big Ten in the regular season, which is interesting because and Kelly was adamant about that today, playing the Big Ten because they're now number one. You know, won the last two national championships. So to me, that's one of the more interesting things. And then of course, making the 12-team playoff either 14 or 16. Game playoff in 2026.
Glenn, one of the things too that potentially, and when it's all settled, it'll come about is a only one-time transfer portal. Looking at doing this in January instead of the double transfer period that you have here in college sports today. Your thoughts on that January portal for football only having one?
Well, whenever it's less of a portal, I'm all for it. You know, there's only one free agent window in the NFL, and that seems to work pretty well. I think that's what they ought to do in college. And I don't know if January's good for it. I think maybe they ought to have it after spring football. You know, maybe in May. But either way, one would be better than just two. But I don't like how it conflicts with the teams that are in the playoffs. You know, that's happened. Coaches are trying to get their teams ready for the playoffs, and they got to deal with the portal during that. You know, NFL teams don't have to deal with free agency while they're in the playoffs. So they need to find the perfect dates.
This is, to me, Glenn, all about, you know, control, power, money. And for Greg Sankey, still steamed his cookies that Ole Miss, Alabama, and you could even say South Carolina, he fought, should have been into the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I think that's a ridiculous stance. You know, look, last year I think the SEC was a little bit off. You know, just because they're usually the best conference doesn't mean they always are. And last year, Alabama and Ole Miss were average teams. And they lost to average teams and bad teams in some cases, you know. And, I mean, Alabama lost to a 6-7 Oklahoma team by 3 touchdowns and was never in the game in the second half. And that was their last game of the regular season. You can't overcome that. You can't make the playoff. And then Ole Miss lost to Florida. You know, they lost to LSU, which lost to Florida. And, yeah, they beat Georgia and great Alabama beat Georgia as well, but Ole Miss also had a terrible loss to Kentucky, which finished 4-8, you know. So you can't just win the big games, and that's what the SEC people are saying this week. You know, well, they had these high quality wins, and SMU and Indiana didn't. Well, you got to win those little games too, and SMU and Indiana did, and they had a better record. So you got to take care of business, especially if it drops you to three losses. You know, if you're an SEC team and you got two losses, you can get by better than, say, other conferences. But not the way Alabama, South Carolina, and Ole Miss lost last year. Too many bogeys and double bogeys.
Glenn, I agree with you totally. I do think the system has to be tweaked a little bit, though, because of the toughness of the SEC and how you look at setting up when you're going to do it for 16 teams coming in. I think it has to be tweaked a little bit, not just all about record. I think there has to be another component added to the table here. And I don't know about you, but Glenn, I still shake my head. How the hell LSU beat South Carolina and Ole Miss? That to me is still stunning after months of that happening. How did they win both those games? All right, I think we lost Glenn Gilbo. All righty. We're going to go to break. We want to thank Glenn for hopping on with us to talk to us about the stuff at the SEC meetings. And, Charlie, I'll be honest with you, I agree with Glenn. But I do think that has stuck into the craw of Greg Sankey that that Alabama and Ole Miss did not get in. And I still say that, having watched that game, sitting watching Ole Miss, LSU, LSU, South Carolina, I'm still shocked that LSU won both those games. Now, South Carolina helped. They had some crazy stuff happen at the end of that game where they go headhunting for Nussmeier, which actually kind of took something off the board that would have sealed the deal for South Carolina. LSU did not have a lead in that game against Ole Miss until basically overtime, Nussmeier, Dakar and Lacey, God bless him. That was it. It was the only time they had a lead in that game. So we want to thank Glenn Gilbo for giving us some of the insights of what's happening out in Destin. And a lot of that will certainly mature over the next couple weeks. And we're going to see some major changes in college football and college athletics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.